I'm David Byrd. Acting U.S. Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire faced questioning Thursday about why he initially blocked the release of a whistleblower complaint now at the center of an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A redacted version is now public, showing the whistleblower says the president pushed Ukraine's leader to get political dirt on Joe Biden, and that the White House then tried to lock down the information to cover it up. The House Intelligence Committee released the document shortly before hearing from the nation's acting intelligence chief.
I think the whistleblower did the right thing.
And Joseph McGuire says so did he in first taking the complaint to the White House instead of to Congress, saying the complaint dealt with executive privilege.
A privilege that I do not have the authority to waive.
McGuire says it's not his role to determine if the whistleblower's allegations are credible. The complaint's narrative is likely to speed up the impeachment push, even as the president insists again he did nothing wrong. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, President Trump assailed congressional Democrats for the impeachment inquiry, calling it nothing more than another witch hunt. Trump said the inquiry was a disgrace and should not be allowed.
It's a terrible thing for our country. They can't do any work. They're frozen. The Democrats are going to lose the election. They know it. That's why they're doing it.
Meanwhile, news reports say Trump told staff at the UN he wanted to know who provided information to a whistleblower who filed the report that led to Thursday's hearing. The president was heard calling that person almost a spy and saying the United States used to handle spies and treason differently in the old days, a veiled reference to the death penalty handed out for espionage. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. France is mourning its former president, Jacques Chirac, a veteran politician.